Welcome to the Smarticle Podcast, where we take a good article and make it gooder.
You know, Brandon, occasionally on the show, we like to bash the Christians. So I thought it was high time we came on and gave some good light to our good brothers and sisters that follow the faith. Here's the headline. Christian whistleblower who won $70 million was motivated by moral clarity. Sarah Feinberg said she had the responsibility to do the right thing when she discovered fraud at her government contractor employer. Susan Meets of Christianity Today brings this article. I'm assuming because they're Christians doing good, there is no woke MAGA meter.
No, I did a bunch of research for whatever reason on Susan Meets because she's super educated, legitimate journalist. I couldn't really give her a wagger or a woke on this in the sense that she is Christianity Today. She's clearly a Christian, but is a more centrist Christian. So I'm not gonna put her on the woke or wagon today.
All right, here's the story. Sarah Feinberg was a Marine Corps combat veteran, a Wharton Business School grad, and a Christian mother of three when she left her job at one of the country's biggest defense contractors and filed a lawsuit under a whistleblower statute. Feinberg says she was prompted by the Holy Spirit. 8 years later, in September of 2023, her role as a whistleblower netted $70 million, a portion of one of the government's largest procurement settlements to date. Back in 2015, Feinberg had discovered that her employer, Booz Allen Hamilton, was essentially billing the U.S. government to cover the costs of its unprofitable work for other countries for a private sector company. That, according to the Justice Department, after trying to fix the billing problem internally for 9 months, she came to believe that Booz Allen had no intention of ending their method of defrauding the U.S. government. She resigned in 2016, got a lawyer, filed the Qui Tam lawsuit under the False Claims Act. Here's my question, Brandon. If you thought I was doing something illegal, would you quit the Smarticle podcast and then go ahead and sue me because the Holy Spirit told you to do it?
Well, the Holy Spirit wouldn't tell me to do it, but I would sue you and I would quit. Yes. If you were doing something illegal, I would probably say, hey, dude, I probably would have an honest conversation with you as a one-on-one, say, hey, this isn't good.
Is there a chance that I'm boning our secretary or Smarticle secretary and you're going to have to?
No, I don't think there's a chance of that, but there's definitely, yours isn't going to be one you did on purpose. It's going to be something stupid you did on accident. You said this for some reason, you've got a total boner for Christianity Today. Send me lots of articles from Christianity Today. Well, it is, but I don't consider this a typical, you're like, oh, the church or whatever. This is just about a person that's like, hey, man, this isn't right.
No. This is not a person. This is a Christian person, Brandon. And she did it because God told her to. That's why.
She said, well, okay, so let me push back on you a little bit there, Lawrence.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Is it wrong to have a moral compass? I mean, if a person is a Christian, it feels like, hey, man, this just isn't right. And I learned this in my church as a Christian, and I believe strongly as a Christian, one shouldn't do this. Because the other alternative is you could be a person that's like, hey, you know, I wasn't raised, I could do whatever I want, who cares? Like, if I can get something, I can get something. She's saying, no, you shouldn't have done that. She was working by the way, she did say she loved working for this company. She became a journalist after this job because she felt very strongly about the fact that journalism was the way people could see right and wrong. So I don't have the problem with the Holy Spirit part. Personally.
You say potato, I say potato.
Okay.
You say moral compass, she says God. I do believe there are great people.
But it's the same thing, isn't it?
I don't think a non-Christian person would say, my moral compass was telling me my company was something doing illegal. She's saying, God told me that someone's doing something illegal. I think there's a difference, but they're kind of the same thing.
I think it's a semantics discussion. I think that whatever reason the motivation was that she did what she did.
All I'm
saying
is a Christian person says God, a non-Christian person says my moral compass.
Well, I guess we don't have to dive too deep down that rabbit hole, but what creates a moral compass?
Good question.
I mean, for some people who are not raised in a church or whatever, maybe it was their parents. Maybe it was, I doubt very few people are, you know, they've shown people that are raised in places where, or, you know, in traumatic experiences where they don't have a moral compass because they were never taught one. Are we taught it or are we given it? So she would say, I was given this moral compass by God. And I would argue, and I think you would too, that, well, you were actually given this moral compass because you were raised within this tradition that said, these are things that are important to do. I would argue that it doesn't really matter what creates your moral compass. It's that you have a moral compass. That's what I would argue.
I think Sarah Feinberg is the wrong example because she seems just like a general badass, right? She was in the Marines. She's raising three kids. She's obviously intelligent because she went to Wharton. Like, she is the exception to the rule.
Well, what rule?
Well, just like, would the average Joe Blow, who's making it day by day and his company's doing something illegal, that person has a lot to lose because they're not going to get a job again.
And that's why the Whistleblower Act was put into place, so that you would benefit from being a whistleblower. She got $70 million for doing this.
I agree. But once again, if you're the average person, are you really thinking, oh, yeah, I'm going to do this whistleblower thing and everybody's going to protect me? Or am I going to be retaliated against?
Yeah, probably. I don't, you know, she would be a good person to interview on this show, Larry.
What?
She would be a great person to interview on this show.
I bet she'd be awesome.
I bet you she would, actually, because what?
She's interesting.
That would be an interesting question to ask her. If you weren't a Christian, would you have done this? And I think that's what you're pushing at. I know that there have been lots of non-Christians that have been whistleblowers.
Yeah.
I think that why I said it doesn't matter to me that it was a Christianity Today story or not is that her point in here, there was a point where she talked about that she felt the Department of Justice hadn't done enough because when they gave, you know, it was $400 million thing. The equivalency would be, she doesn't say this, but the equivalency would be this. I stole a bunch of money from you, right? I stole $1,000 from Larry Olson. I got caught. The police caught me. And I was like, ah, shoot, sorry. Here's $400 back, Larry. You're like, wait. I want all my money back.
Yeah.
And I want you to go to jail. So he said there's no incentive for these companies to not cheat the government unless they actually pay a serious penalty. The money penalty is an accounting item. That doesn't affect them. It might affect her, right? She got $70 million of it, but I thought it was really interesting that she said, this doesn't do anything unless there's teeth to it. $400 million is not teeth to a company like this.
Well, I feel like illustrating my point. Yes, there's turning someone in, and then there's, no, that's not right enough. Justice needs to prevail to change the system. So there's...
Well, she said that, though.
I know that's... My point is she kind of did this on two levels. She goes above and beyond.
I think so, too. I think that she basically was like, this is wrong, and it needs to be fixed.
But here's what I'm saying. I don't think the little man on the totem pole has the courage to do this because he's not Sarah Feinberg. She's amazing.
Well, here would be my argument for Christianity, okay?
Oh.
Or for Islam or Judaism or any religion that teaches...
Thank you.
But teaches a morality. Is that you and I both agree that this company that did this is bad.
They suck.
They're robbing from the American people. They're selling bombs, whatever they're doing. And, they're, you know, it's just immoral on so many grounds. And you know this guy, Booze, whoever the dude is that owns, like, well, sitting there with his cigars. Picture with his buddies drinking bourbon. Yeah, we took a little bit of a hit there, but we're going to make a lot of money selling to the Armenians. You know, you're like, wait, that's just like wrong.
I like, okay, let's go down the Booze Allen a little bit longer. Like, he's in the smoke filled office and Sarah comes in.
No, it's not an office. It's like a wood paneled, leathered walled office. You know, just like reeks of old money.
Sarah's like, excuse me, Mr. Allen. I believe we're, what are you talking about, little girl? Why don't you just go play pixie sticks and get, I mean, like,
he wouldn't say little girl. He would literally say to his assistant, Who is this person talking to me right now? You know, it's like, or he would know who it was. He was like, why don't you come over here and sit on my lap? You know, it's just, there's something really wrong about this on so many levels that if nothing else came out of it, is at least it made the news. And at least it gives her
a
bona fides that she can go out there and say, I made $70 million. Great. But it's not like I quit my day job. She gave all the money away.
Okay. So here's my general rule, and I'm going to make an exception here for Sarah Feinberg. When someone says, God told me to do something, I immediately disqualify that person as a lunatic.
Oh.
But I do believe Sarah says, God told me to turn them in, and I really like Sarah. So I'm going to make an exception that Sarah is not a lunatic.
I don't have a problem with that. I don't think trusting that God speaks to you is a bad thing. That's the way I feel about it.
You're a better person than me. I got to be honest. So here's what I want going forward for the Smarticle podcast. This is truly what I want. I want more you speaking in your Southern lawyer voice. If you could, whenever you do that, I know we have a good show.
I have a friend. I have a friend, Brew, who grew up in Nashville, and I always tease him. It's like, you know, Southerners have this way of being like, you just don't understand our culture. And I always think of it as like, well, that's just not the way things are done down here. I'm like, wait, you people own people for 400 years. You have a whole lot of moral high ground to stand on this one. But I mean, I don't know if Booz Allen's a Southerner or not, but I do see him in a smoke-filled cigar room. You know, that picture of Clarence Thomas with all his buddies around him as they're hedging. I'm like, how can we bilk these people in the ghetto? You know, I mean, I just, anyway.
Two things you could do. One, share this podcast with someone you know and love. Tell them to listen to the Smarticle Podcast. You could rate our show. And here's the other thing. If you know Sarah Feinberg, please put her in touch with the Smarticle Podcast because we want to hang out with her and get her side of the story. What do you think of that?
I think that's a fantastic idea. I'd love to have her on the show.
Brandon, thank you for your Southern lawyer voice today.